This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was a picture that was all over the place a couple of months ago of a cop in New York City giving a pair of boots to a guy who was panhandling barefoot on a cold night in Manhattan. That picture became kind of a symbol of simple acts of kindness, but it also put that guy, Jeffrey Hillman is his name, into the national spotlight, first with the news that he wasn't actually homeless, and then this week with headlines that he owns 30 pair of shoes. So now from the Wealth and Poverty Desk, Marketplace's Chrissy Clark tries to figure out why all the fascination with Mr. Hillman.
Jeffrey Hillman's accidental fame has gone on a lot longer than 15 minutes. Here's just a couple of the news reports from the last few days.
Jeffrey Hillman, the homeless New York City man given a $100 pair of boots by a concerned police officer, apparently didn't need them.
His name was Jeffrey Hillman. We tracked him down at his apartment in the Bronx.
I can't even begin to tell you. He is so scared right now.
John Graff grew up with Hillman. They'd lost touch after high school graduation when Hillman joined the Army. More than 30 years later, last December, Graff read one of the first stories about the barefoot homeless man and recognized his old friend. Graff is helping Hillman now with his utility bills and rent on his subsidized apartment.
It's really, really taken him back from what recovery we have started to make. With all of this CBS and NBC and everybody coming to his door with cameras.
The cameras arrived this week after a New York Post reporter spotted Hillman at the end of a day of panhandling. He was, quote, counting a huge wad of bills with the dexterity of a bank teller. At least that news story is the immediate reason for the media frenzy. But Michael Katz, author of the book The Undeserving Poor, says there's a deeper reason, one that has been around as long as there have been people in need.
Well, we can't help everybody who asks. We never have enough resources for that. So, in fact, we have to draw lines, as difficult as drawing those lines may be.
And the lines are often drawn, Katz says,
between the deserving, the undeserving, the worthy, and the unworthy.
But the problem, he says, is that when you get down to an individual life,
you begin to find that the distinction melts away.
As in the case of Jeffrey Hillman. He's not perfect. He has a history of drug use and a rap sheet of a few crimes. But his friend John Graff points out,
he served this country. He's got a mental illness.
So is he deserving? Undeserving? For Graff, he's a friend in need. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.